Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Truth.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those Wyndham boys raised on shotguns. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
Yes, indeed.
Country
folks can survive, and that's what we're doing up here in North Dakota, and I'm sure you're doing it there wherever you are in the United States, or, hey, outside the United States, because the reach of Republic Broadcasting Network is, in fact, all over the world. It is a network. It's not a station. It's not a cast. It's not a shoutcast. It's a real radio network, and thank you for supporting it. Thank you for supporting this show. All of your help sent into this show goes to the Republic Broadcasting Network, every single penny of it. So there's a great twofer there. You support this show, you're supporting RBN. And you can do that by sending stuff into James Kelso. That's me at P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, North Dakota, 56721. Welcome to the show today. It's a two-hour extravaganza that we hold every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Monday through Friday, we're on 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and Saturdays we skip. You're welcome to join in the show at our call-in number, 800-313-9443. I'll start the show off today solo and joined only by you, 800-313-9443. Let me get my call-in board up here so I can see you when you do call in. What should we start with? Oh, start with a date. It's April 8th, 2018. And my favorite piece of news over the last 48 hours, as we update the Trump phenomenon, was the appearance of Congressman Mark Meadows on Judge Jeanine Pirro's show. I liked it, and you're going to like it. Congressman Mark Meadows, a Republican from North Carolina, and he is one of the House committee chairmen who are really the heroes in exposing the greatest crime in American political history, which is the corruption of the Justice Department and of the FBI and of other agencies, all of it linked intimately to the Obama White House. And that's what Mark Meadows is doing right now. He is bringing this story He's moving up from the little people to the big guys in the Obama administration who need to go to jail. Listen in. This is, you'll hear Mark Meadows here talking with Judge Jeanine Pirro yesterday. Let me get it started for you. Give me just a second here to get it just right for you. Here she is.
Developing tonight, President Trump blasting the DOJ and FBI in a series of tweets, one of which reads as follows. Lawmakers of the House Judiciary Committee are angrily accusing the Department of Justice of missing the Thursday deadline for turning over unredacted documents related to FISA abuse, FBI, Comey, Lynch, McCabe, Clinton emails, and much more. Slow walking. What is going on? Bad. My next guest is as fed up as the president and me and demanding action, too. House Freedom Caucus Chairman Mark Meadows joins us this evening. And Congressman, thanks for being with us.
It's great to be with you.
Don't you love working on Saturday nights, too?
You know, hey, most Americans work on Saturday nights.
Indeed they do, including yours truly. All right. Look, the president is fed up. I hear there's 1.2 million documents. You guys have been demanding them for months and months and months. And now you had a return on the execution of return on a warrant. They gave you nothing.
They gave us absolutely nothing. The president's right to be frustrated. I'm frustrated. But you know what? Enough with the talk.
So what are you going
to
do?
You know, here's the next two things that we have to do is we've given a very short deadline. I've given a deadline of this week. We need to see the documents.
But the deadline was Thursday.
But the easiest thing for them to do at this particular point, Rod Rosenstein can call Michael Horowitz, who has the documents, and say, just give them to Congress. If he doesn't do that, if he's and you're right, he avoided the subpoena. The deadline came and went. All we got was a phone call. And
that's outrageous.
I think what we have to do is there is a growing consensus of holding them in contempt of Congress. But it's not enough to just stop there. We have to have someone who is actually willing to do the job. And if the deputy attorney general is not willing to do it and to allow us to have our constitutional oversight authority supported, then we'll find someone who can.
Well, does that mean you guys are going to get rid of Rod Rosenstein?
I think that if he does not turn over the documents, that there are a growing number of us on Capitol Hill who believe that someone else needs to do the job.
And, all right.
And what happens there is we've got constitutionally, we have some things that we can do.
Well, look, you know what? Look, as far as I'm concerned, and I come from a different area, I come from law enforcement. You know, you don't respond to a subpoena. You get a search warrant. You go in with whatever you need and you get what you want. Like they did to Paul Manafort. This guy, it's 5 a.m. They don't send.
So I'll break it right there and we'll come back to it in a moment. A lot has been said, so I just want to pause it so you can gather your breath there. Mark Meadows is about to really take the fight to Rod Rosenstein. And this is the great, great good news of the last 48 hours for me. No more Mr. Nice Guy from Mark Meadows. He is going to assert his authority as a committee chairman in the House and demand that the constitutional oversight authority that is his and force Rod Rosenstein to release the 1.2 million, probably incredibly embarrassing and incriminating documents that are being held right now by the Inspector General of the Justice Department, Michael Horowitz. He says he has them, 1.2 million. Why would he make up that number? And what's been released? 3,000 documents out of 1.2 million. Oh my goodness. What must be in those other, well, 99.9-something percent of the documents? And Rod Rosenstein is stiff-arming Mark Meadows and the Patriots in the Congress. Let's listen to what Mark Meadows has in store. Here's what's in store for Rod Rosenstein if he doesn't follow the law.
A letter and say, please, they don't do a press conference. They don't then send the subpoena. They go in and get it. Well, you guys need to do that.
Well, therein is part of the problem is we've got the Department of Justice and the FBI that are the ones that are obstructing this, the very law enforcement agencies.
And they're obstructing it because it will show what?
Well, I can tell you what we have found already. We have found a number of documents that would indicate that there was coordination with the White House, coordination with the Obama White House, coordination with the State Department. So it goes well beyond what we've known. And here's the problem. The reason why we know that is because we've taken those unredacted documents and actually gone over and figured out what it said behind the redactions. And these are the things that the DOJ and the FBI have been hiding from members of Congress, hiding it for 4 months.
You know, when the Department of Justice, our Department of Justice, Donald Trump is the president, they resist handing over Hillary Clinton's emails because they say she's a private citizen. You know the deep state, the shadow government is wrong.
Well, you not only see that, Judge, here's the other thing is the speed of which they started investigating candidate Donald Trump, now President Trump, was at warp speed. Nothing happens fast in this city, and yet they went ahead and moved unbelievably fast to investigate this president during a campaign. And if it was coordinated in any part by the White House, we already know that Brennan was briefing John Brennan of the CIA with Harry Reid alone in August during August recess. And then there was this mysterious letter that came after that. But there's just too many coincidences. And what I am here to tell you is I'm fed up. I've had enough. My good friend Jim Jordan is fed up. Talked to him earlier today. We're going to not only demand answers, but we're going to demand action.
Today is Saturday. Next Friday, if you don't get what you want.
I think what you'll see is not just Jim and I, but Chairman Nunes, a number of others will actually go to really those areas that we have within our purview under the Constitution to compel them to actually
produce
the documents.
And if they don't, how do you get rid of Rosenstein?
Well, I think the first area is really a contempt of Congress, but certainly
when Eric Holder was held in contempt, nothing happened.
You know, one of the things that we have at a tool in our toolbox is impeachment. It's a privilege motion. Any member of Congress can breathe that.
All right. I like that. Did you hear that, folks? Impeachment. Congressman Mark Meadows, thanks so much for being with us
tonight.
Great
to be with
you. Good to see you.
There you go, folks. That's the bombshell. Impeach Rod Rosenstein. Give us the documents or we will begin impeachment proceedings against you. Now, they didn't address the question, can they achieve an impeachment? He did make the point, I believe, that an impeachment motion is a privileged motion that any member of the House can make at any time. It has to be considered. So it can't be buried. And Mark Meadows is raising his hand right there saying, I'll stand up. I'll make that privileged motion. Jim Jordan, I'll make that privileged motion. And the one of the committees that we're talking about here is the House Committee on Oversight. And some of the folks on that committee, patriots, include Jim Jordan of Ohio, Paul Gosar of Arizona, Mark Meadows of North Carolina, Ron DeSantis of Florida. I've been a little disappointed at Trey Gowdy of South Carolina, but he's on that committee. And then we have a couple of other committees investigating the FBI and the Justice Department, the Intelligence Committee, for example, and Devin Nunes. He'll stand up and he'll introduce. He'll be happy to make the privilege motion for impeachment. Where it would go after that, I don't know. Who would vote for and who would vote against and how many votes are required, I am ignorant of that information. So if somebody out there is a knowledgeable person on the subject, you're welcome to call in at 800-313-9443. Another piece of good news, so we'll throw that on there. That's great progress on the front of the greatest crime in American political history. people, you know, people might start at this point, because it doesn't seem like there's much action on this, people might find it a little bit boring. But let me assure you, we've got to keep this churning, and we've got to get the education and the information out there, keep it alive. It is the greatest crime in American political history. And if we keep it, keep the fire burning, and get the prosecution going, the indictments flowing, and we get some people in prison, it won't be boring anymore, folks, because the people we're talking about are people like James Comey going to prison, Robert Mueller going to prison, Eric Holder, prison. Yes, Barack Obama. Yes. Yes, you're not dreaming. You're actually hearing this. Prison. Hillary Clinton, prison. Mark Meadows, was it July 2016? Mark Meadows was on the podium with Donald Trump, candidate Donald Trump, leading the chant, lock her up, lock her up. Mark Meadows was leading that chant. So we know where his heart is. He's the real deal, just like our president. And it will not be boring at that point, folks. It's the most beautiful. Tears will be welling up in your eyes for the first time in your life as you see some of the bad guys that have been wrecking your country for the entirety of your life actually being frog marched into a penitentiary. This is not far-fetched at all. We know for sure that these people committed felonies. The Uranium One deal, for example, is actually more than a felony. It's treason. They're dead to rights, guilty. Hillary, on her violations of security, dead to rights, she's guilty. The effort to derail a presidential campaign engineered by another presidential campaign using the FBI and the Justice Department as the tools to accomplish this, that is so criminal. That is not a misdemeanor. That's not a traffic violation, folks. That is real criminal. And the appropriate penalties for that kind of, that's a conspiracy against the Constitution. And when Donald Trump is elected and the conspiracy continues, it's a criminal enterprise to overthrow the president of the United States through the means of crime within the legal branch of the government, the law enforcement agency of the government. This isn't something for 2 weeks in prison, 30 days or a year or 2 years. Appropriate penalties here, minimum 5 years. Just for starters, I think more appropriately, 30 years to life. How about that? The appropriate fines, unlimited. So it'll get exciting when that happens. And we won't get to that. We're only going to get to that exciting part if the boring part, if you stick with it through the boring part. It's not boring to many of you, of course. So, people, it might seem a little bit boring. On and on about Peter Strzok. Yes, the lovebirds. Lisa Page. Yes, yes. James Comey. He's a rat. Yes, yes. We've heard all this. But when they start to go to prison, you will, and then they start to rat on each other. And Rod Rosenstein is one of them. Why is he withholding these documents from Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan of Ohio? What is Rod Rosenstein afraid of? Well, he's one of the dirty ones. He's dirty in Uranium One. He's dirty in the Hillary Clinton email cover-up. He's dirty in the FISAgate cover-up. He's up to it up to his eyeballs. And he certainly needs to be on the first bus heading off to Sing Sing. Let's go for there's some more good news here. Right now, as we speak, the polls have closed in Hungary, but today Hungary elected a new government. Now, what are the results? I don't know yet what they are. If you're following it at home there where you are, you could call in and let us know if any early returns are in or polls, exit polls are in from the Hungarian elections. But the big story there is all good news. Viktor Orban's Fidesz party, F-I-D-E-S-Z, is expected to win. Jobbik is expected to come in second. Jobbik is another. How good is it? In Hungary, they don't have one Patriot Party. They have two of them. And they are ranked one and two in the country. Cover that a little bit, the election. We'll see how Jobbik does and how Fidesz does. And they are actually, in a way, having a tug of war with each other as to who will lead the right wing. And you know what? You can't even say the right wing in Hungary, because the Hungarian people have achieved something that we in America need to achieve, and what this show is dedicated to achieving, which is a family quality to our governance. In Hungary, it's not a right wing against a left wing. That is boring. In Hungary, it's, are you a Hungarian or not? It's not a question of being right wing or left wing or socialist or capitalist. Are you a Hungarian? Do you want Hungary to live? That's the question that Fidesz answered in the right way. That's why Viktor Orban is running the government. Jobbik is doing a better job of answering that question the right way than they have done in recent years. They had some excursions in recent years where they went overboard with some of their rhetoric. That did not appeal to the Hungarian people. It made them a fine, little, tiny minority party, but that wasn't going to win. Jobbik is finally, after seeing Orban show them how to win — what does that remind you of? Donald Trump showing us how to win. And what did Jobbik do? They're learning from Viktor Orban and Fidesz, and they're imitating success, and surprise, surprise, they're getting more success. And they're now, in effect, a rival for Fidesz. So I'll look for that story. There's another good story here. Donald Trump continuing to back up EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt. We'll talk about that right after this break. Stay tuned.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country.
Any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener?
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go. You know who you are, you lying
up and say so.
We're back, folks.
I'm gonna stand up and say so.
And I'm looking at, here's live coverage of the Hungarian election. I just mentioned that Donald Trump is backing up Scott Pruitt. I don't want to drop that. But in the second round of tweets, standing by his EPA administrator, Scott Pruitt, buying hokum, bunkum. He realizes it's a scam. And he also realizes that the left has been using the EPA to shut down our economy, down American, the country. He's not standing. And he's, a number of people, including Rand Paul, rates most effective and most truly right-wing member as EPA administrator. So that's an encouraging story. Let's this next encouraging story in how many Hungarians. To show that many all have in the Hungarian absolutely, because with any great breakout and sovereign people, it's going to start somewhere. Where? Well, we don't know. We have to keep our eyes peeled. Somewhere are going to wake up first, and then there'll be a second, and then a third. Well, it looks like it's Hungary. It looks like it's Poland, too. But I'm encouraged by Hungary and Poland. Here's, let's look at the election results, because we're looking at, if we play it right, if we imitate success, here's the, at this live election coverage site, they are saying, the turnout is huge. At 5 p.m. Budapest time, election, the turnout was already 63% nationally. The endless lines at polling stations at noon. I'll move forward here. Here's a projection of the outcome of the election. These are not the results. The Index News site is predicting that Prime Minister Viktor Orban's Fidesz party retains a reduced but stable majority in parliament in today's national elections, with the following seat count in the 199-member parliament. Okay, so jot this down, folks. First place, Fidesz, with 116 out of 119 members in the parliament. That is great. Jobbik, an increased count, 34 members. That's the other great patriot party. The other parties, nothing. Nothing going on. So, that's a darn good election result. We'll be right back. Good chance to call in. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Phenomenon and the American Freedom Party report. Don't let me forget to promote our American Freedom Party get together coming up on June 15, 16, and 17, just west of Nashville, Tennessee. I hope some of you will avail yourselves of this great opportunity to meet other members of this audience. We'll be there. I'll be there, of course. June 15, 16, and 17, that's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The big day is Saturday, if you can only make one day. And the event takes place just west of Nashville at Montgomery Bell State Park, a beautiful state park. It will be divine in June. The weather will be wonderful. There are kayaking creeks there, lakes, golf, but you're not going to have time for that. Beautiful forest, beautiful rooms. At bargain rates, only $100 a night, double bedrooms, right in the same beautiful building, an inn, a hotel, really, in which you have a great restaurant, great food, buffet style, if you like, menu, sit down, if you like. We'll have a banquet on Saturday night. catered by a great staff of people. You'll like the look of that staff and those people. You'll be very happy to have them serving you food. And you'll like the look of that part of Tennessee, as a matter of fact. You go about every other house has an American flag flying outside the front door as you drive through the hills there of Tennessee around Nashville. And it'll all just be wonderful. The ticket for the event is a bargain. It's $125. And the banquet on Saturday night is $35. If you're within driving distance of Nashville, Tennessee, oh, you don't want to miss this. And by driving distance, I mean anywhere, 300 miles. That's an easy drive. You can go out further. And a lot of the country lives in that circumference. You'd be surprised. Don't think you're far away from Nashville. You're close. If you're in Michigan, you're close. Illinois, you're close. The whole South, almost South, is close. Even Pittsburgh, PA is an easy drive to Nashville, Tennessee. And for the rest of us, like me, who are going to fly in, it's a little bit of money for an airplane ticket, but it's well worth it. You fly into Nashville, rent a car, and come out to the event. And call me if you're interested in coming. Telephone me. Here's my phone number. It's 701. Let me mute my phone right now. 701-317-5317. Boy, I just started confusing the show number with my own number. I've never done that before. Okay. Let me mute my phone. But call me on my cell phone. I'm the director of the event, so you're talking to the right guy. I can help you with anything. What room do you want? Top floor, bottom floor? You want a view? You want to see the lake? You want to? Where do you want to be seated at the banquet? You want to be seated with Dr. Kevin McDonald? Oh, would you rather be at a table with Dr. Tom? How about a table with Dr. Virginia Abernethy? A table with Dr. Adrian Krieg? Would you like to? Have you been looking forward to that day that you could meet James Edwards and eat dinner with him? Would you like to be at his table? How about the chairman of the American Freedom Party, Bill Johnson? There you go. Here's your chance. And I can't guarantee you I'll get you the exact table you want, but I'll get you as close as I can, and I'll give you that kind of personal service that is pretty unique. So you'll love all of that. And I can answer, of course, all of your questions and help you in many ways. 701-317-5317 is my phone number up here in North Dakota. 701-317-5317. Write that down. Put it in your phone, because I look forward to you calling me on this occasion, but also anytime in the future. We've been on the air on RBN for almost 10 years, and I've loved getting phone calls from you folks throughout all that time. We'll be hosting this Trump Phenomenon show at least through the end of the Trump Phenomenon, that is his presidency, which will go until 2024. So, and I'll keep this same phone number through all those years, and we can stay in touch. Let's go to our first caller, Chris, near Las Vegas. Chris, you're on the air.
Well, good afternoon, James, and everyone from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Well, thank you. What's
if
on
you
your
don't
mind?
Don't mind me looking back to your earlier conversation. Some of these things that are going on that are very vexing to the justice here in America are these bar attorneys who are fixers. That's a special classification of attorney who is put in a position for political purposes of protecting special interest, sometimes criminal, as we've seen in multiple different iterations of the Department of Justice and the FBI. Comey.
Yes.
Holder. Lynch. And apparently the very compromised Sessions.
Hold up just for a second. Just for a second on Sessions. I'm very worried about, somebody may have reached, gotten to Sessions. He's a great man. He's a good man, no question. The fact that he didn't act all this time on this greatest crime in American political history does lead. It's a natural thing. Is it possible that somebody's got a 5-minute, you know, video, a compromising video? This has happened to so many people in Washington. You have to allow for that possibility. But I think Sessions is a good man. He's done good things. He appointed a special prosecutor, not a special prosecutor, but he has a prosecutor within the Justice Department who is going after the corruption case within the Justice Department. He needs to appoint a second special counsel, but reasonable men can disagree on this, whether a second special counsel or a prosecutor within the Justice Department would be more effective. Right now, Sessions obviously is voting for the prosecutor within the department. So Sessions, for the moment, is off of my blacklist. But the other people you mentioned, these are clearly corrupt criminals, starting with Rodenstein and going on through Mueller and Comey and Strzok and McCabe. These are criminals. Go ahead. You're quite right about all of that. And they are. You're right, Chris. Go ahead.
Well, and I certainly, Brennan is another one that we need to look at, who obviously
sure.
have conflicted views of who they owe their allegiance to, contradicting that of America. And this is very dangerous for America. And I think one thing that perhaps his Esquire attorneys is overlooking or not counseling the president on is his utilization of his powers as the chief executive, the chief financial officer, and as the commander-in-chief in his military role. And he could, if he chose to be very presidential, follow the lead of some of our less favorite presidents like FDR and Woodrow Wilson, who sold out the country and created the so-called headless fourth branch, not of government, but under the executive office as the chief executive or the chief of the commander-in-chief under the War Powers Act. And it seems
what specific act are you advocating for the president?
Well, with a single signature, he could decommission these agencies who have gone rogue and become a criminal enterprise working against the interest of the American people. Although there are many good people within some of these agencies, I don't dispute that whatsoever. But there are
being
also
more realistic. Chris, being more realistic, that would be a real reach there. But what is within his purview is he can fire Jeff Sessions and replace him with somebody more aggressive. That's something he can do. But there are risks to that. There are, we won't go into all that detail, but there are reasons not to do that. He can dismiss Rod Rosenstein. Now, I like that one. He can dismiss him just
like that.
I like that one. I'll give you the one specific here. The reason Trump would hesitate to do those things is that Mueller, who's one of these criminals, he's working right now on his decision, which was a right decision, to fire James Comey, who's a rat. And then they're using that, they're accusing the president of obstruction of justice by firing people in the Justice Department. The case is made, well, you fired Comey because he was going to get you. Oh, you fired Rosenstein because he was going to get you. You fired Sessions because, as implausible as this is, he was going to get you. Or he wasn't willing to kowtow to you. So rather than stir that up, rather than give the left any ammo to say that, it's all obviously fake news and it's lying, but he's not giving them any ammo to do that. So that's why the president hasn't fired Rosenstein. He's not doing something wrong here. He's not betraying us or backing out or wimping out. But where the action is coming from is people like Mark Meadows. And that's exactly, they're the wingmen that Donald Trump needs. He can't do it all. He can't just fire everybody and then replace them with good guys and fire everybody. He can't do it all. Mark Meadows is coming in. Jim Jordan is coming in. Ron DeSantis is coming in. Devin Nunes is coming in. And they are talking about impeaching Rod Rosenstein. That's the kind of support Donald Trump has needed. And he's getting it now.
Absolutely. I can't argue with that. However, in the words of Shakespeare, I think he said, "Methinks thou dost protest too loudly," and Mr. Mueller and Brennan and others' interest, it's preposterous and absurd because any court of law, an individual with a self-vested interest in evading prosecution is hardly a neutral, unbiased party able to adjudicate on anybody else or make an investigation of somebody to try to suppress being uncovered for being the criminals that they are. It's absolutely absurd.
Yes, hearsay. Of course. And the president has said that. Yes, the president has said it. The Justice Department cannot investigate themselves. And now the person that the prosecutor that Sessions appointed, an attorney, Huber, from Utah, he's out there in Salt Lake City. He's not in the swamp in Washington, D.C. So he does appear to have an arm's length distance of some, at least some anyway, from Washington. So unfortunately, we have to wait and see what this guy does, but we're not going to wait a long time. And as Mark Meadows of North Carolina said, and boy, we have to be thankful for people like this. Mark Meadows said, Jeanine Pirro asked, how long are we going to wait? By Friday, if you don't have these 1.2 million documents by Friday, what are you going to do? He says, we're going for impeachment. So, yes?
Even FDR observed that his administrative agencies had gotten out of control and were usurping the power of his office. And I think that the president could reasonably, within his powers, decommission any agency like the BLM, perhaps, or the EPA, or the AMA.
Yeah, it'd be nice if we lived in a world where that were possible for a patriot president.
Well, I think that's absolutely presidentially possible.
Well, but think about it. He has a 51-49 majority in the Senate. Okay, so anything and everything he does is subject to that razor thin edge, and the Senate has power. These branches are co-equal. They can stop each other. So the Senate, if the president did something like a branch of the government, that'd be a firestorm, and it would just take one or two Republicans to break ranks, and now the Democrats have the upper hand in the Senate. So the president, he does not have a free hand. It's an amazing juggling act that he is doing to govern. He won clearly the presidency, but the Senate, razor thin. The House, fairly solid. Thank goodness with Gorsuch, the Supreme Court will be producing great decisions. And if we get one more justice, go ahead.
One parting suggestion, James. The president could certainly unwind Obama's insidious and criminal Smith-Mundt Act of 2015, where it gave the government and its sub-corporate partners, stakeholders, if you will, the ability to lie and tell other than the truth to the American people. And that includes all these reportings of pseudo-numbers of stock exchanges and COMEXes and so on and so forth, jobs and these things, and restore some accountability for truthfulness and governmental reporting so that we have some true numbers that we can depend upon instead of these falsities that are put out there as blatant lies deceive the American people to believe that the economy is okay.
Yes, and Chris, President Trump has heard that thought from patriots like you. And right, starting with day one, when he was sworn into the office, he has issued scores of executive orders exactly along those lines, requiring that the agencies give true, factual, a common, plain language, plain English reports to the American people on what they're doing within their agency. So he's all over that one.
Thank
Chris.
You so much for your voice today. I appreciate being able to speak clearly and frankly on this show. And God bless America and God save the Republic. We need the help.
God bless you, Chris, and we'll look forward to your next call. Let's go to California. Dr. Kelly, what's on your mind?
Hey, it's good to speak with you again. And I'm hearing a lot of concern about a 5G kind of wireless rollout, and there was one good thing that happened in California in the entire history of Jerry Brown, and that was his signing or vetoing the Senate Bill 649 that would have been a 5G rollout within California. And I'm hoping that some of the other states can reach out and speak out and let him know about the hazards, and what are your thoughts on that as well?
Well, thank you for the question, Dr. Kelly. The big overriding issue, Breitbart has it covered, and this again is that wingman role. Breitbart is doing as Fox is doing. They are wingtip to wingtip with the president, and they're covering this story that they give the which they give the title "Masters of the Universe," and this encompasses the 5G that you're talking about. And what Breitbart is educating the public is how dangerous to our freedom now, not the government in this case, but corporations, especially Google and especially Facebook, how horrible a stranglehold they have on our lifeline, which is the internet. Stay with us, Dr. Kelly. We'll be right back, folks.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus? For a one-time donation to RBN of only $500. It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first.
I
bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed?
We're back, folks.
There's things to be done all over the world.
As Merle Haggard asks, who has been blessed? And that's you folks out there. The Dr. Kelly is with us. And Dr. Kelly, I looked up during the break here exactly on the question you're asking. Breitbart, here's how Breitbart answers your question much more eloquently than I can. And they have, you know, folks, you'll see these pop-ups and ads everywhere from Breitbart, which show the face of Mark Zuckerberg photoshopped into another photo, and with the caption, he's everywhere you are. And there's a picture of a couple getting married, and they're throwing the rice, and there's the smiling face of Mark Zuckerberg between and behind them. In other words, folks, with Facebook, with all this people with their cameras and cell phones out there loading all these billions of images and posts into his website, he's got your information. He's got more about you than you really know. He is everywhere you are. And then there's another one, another caption they use is, he's always watching. So now here's how they write it up, though. They say, free our internet, making your point, Dr. Kelly, fighting the tech left's takeover of the internet. Now remember, folks, our big victory of the last 20 years has been the internet. That's the crack in the dam. That's the gap that the left didn't anticipate. That's the control over information. That's the hole that they didn't plug. Well, the left's quite aware of that. Now they're frantically trying to plug the hole. We are concerned citizens who have joined together to address the increasing censorship of conservatives online. Our goal is to educate citizens about how a small handful of Silicon Valley companies continue to suppress the First Amendment rights of us. We are concerned citizens. I'm skipping a little bit down here. Silicon Valley monopolies have been banning, blocking, and censoring conservative speech online, pushing government regulations like so-called net neutrality that only applies to their competitors, not them, abusing our personal data and manipulating what we search for and even what we can see. Now, the tech left and their liberal allies on Capitol Hill want to exempt themselves from any obligation to protect consumers online. A victory for the tech left would mean that Google and Facebook will have free rein to block and censor content, steal our personal information, and hand over our data to advertisers and politicians to track everything we do online. Congress must tell Google and Facebook that enough is enough. Congress must immediately pass rules to stop Google and Facebook from abusing our privacy. There's one or two more sentences. We'll get those right after the break. Stay with us, folks.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RB.